USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As peace talks continue in the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a concession by President Zelensky put the pressure on President Putin. The Ukraine president said NATO will not be in their future.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We understand that. We have heard for years that the doors were open, but we also heard that we cannot join. It's a truth, and it must be recognized.
President Zelensky will address both houses of Congress today. The Federal Reserve is preparing Americans for a rate hike, Chairman Jerome Powell.
That's going to require the Fed to tighten interest rate policy and do our part in getting inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Sarah Bloom Raskin, President Biden's nominee to become the government's most powerful banking regulator, withdrew from consideration on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he could not support Ms. Raskin's nomination, citing her views on climate change. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
America's appetite for energy is too much to be sustained by green energy alone, a major goal of the Biden administration. As a result, the war on fossil fuels is costing Americans dearly. Inflation is out of hand, and the cost of gasoline has never been this high in our history. The impact on the airline industry will now cost ticket holders.
Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, with United and American also saying flight demand was increased. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR will be in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Farmers and agriculture experts say Russia's invasion of Ukraine could force some livestock farmers in the Midwest United States to pay double for animal feed, resulting in higher prices at the store. Commodity prices for corn, that's the food for steers, pigs, chickens, and turkeys, have been on the rise before the war began about 3 weeks ago. The price of corn hit $7.50 per bushel shortly after the war began last month, the highest it's been in nearly a decade, and about $3 per bushel higher than it was last year. Just about every Republican senator on Tuesday signed a letter for President Biden to throw out the Iran nuclear deal, as it would be disastrous to the United States. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
The Biden foreign policy is a disaster across the globe. Afghanistan is a disaster. Russia is a disaster. Ukraine's a disaster. China's a disaster. But there may be no part of the globe more dangerous in the Biden foreign policy than Iran. From the first days of this administration, the Biden foreign policy team set as its top foreign policy goal to negotiate a brand new nuclear agreement with Iran. The Obama nuclear agreement was catastrophically dangerous. And President Biden wants nothing more than to re-enter a deal that is even worse than the Obama deal.
The Senate voted to end daylight savings time next year. The bill now heads to the House. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.